Yes, you are listening to the Ready, Set, Retire radio podcast with Steve Anzoni. My name is Jessica Forkell. Get more details on the website at fairwayfinancial.net. The so-called magic number for retirement savings has swelled to an all-time high. There's a recent study that found that Americans estimate they should save about $1.46 million for a comfortable retirement. But the problem is they're worried they're not going to be able to reach that, you know, that magic number. So is focusing on a number a good idea or a mistake when it comes to retirement planning?
I mean, it's not an awful idea to try to save as much as you can, but my God, to pigeonhole people with numbers, I mean, it's typical analytics. It's ruining the game of baseball, and now it's getting involved in our financial lives. I'm not a big fan of the number because I have customers with a half a million in an IRA, 401k, and they live very fine because they lived within their means. Here's the key to retirement, and the key to really everything is balance and living within your means. It's really that simple. I mean, if you overextend, you're going to put yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. And you can have $2 million in a retirement account, but if you owe $4 million, you got a problem. And the key is the income, the cash flow, right? I mean, Social Security is a guaranteed check for life, and that helps. And if anybody out there has a pension, my God, does that help add to the relaxation level, I guess, of retirement? Because, again, it's another guaranteed check stacked on top of Social Security. That's a game changer, Jess. I mean, literally a $60,000 a year pension is worth like $1.5 million. So there's your number right there.
Wow.
You could have nothing in your retirement plan and a $60,000 pension along with Social Security, and you're going to be in great shape at retirement. So that's what it comes down to, is lifestyle, right? And of course, I mean, look, the more money you can save, of course it's going to help, but you got to live for today too. And, you know, people go through life and they have, you know, like issues, and maybe they go through a divorce, or maybe their parents are not well and ill. They got to be taking care of them and taking time off from work. A lot of factors can interrupt trying to save for retirement. I mean, it is what it is. And everybody is different. Everybody I met, you know, they get to a certain point in life. They've either gone through stuff, or, you know, they've done really, really well saving, but they've sacrificed a lot for it. So I try not to get hung up in numbers. Just get hung up in the, you know, in having, developing good habits, right? Good saving habits. And that's going to help along the way, right? So I wouldn't get totally stressed out about it. I think that's the problem with our society, is we tend to get overly stressed out about things. And of course, social media, it doesn't help. It makes things worse than better for the most part when it comes to finances, because I've had many customers and people I don't know who listen to the show try to find out about things and go online and just get right down a rabbit hole, Jess, you know?
Yeah.
So just do what you can. I can help. I mean, you know, give me a call. We could talk about what your saving level is, and maybe I can suggest, look, you should direct your money here. This could help you a little bit better. This could be more tax advantageous down the road. Because remember, you know, whatever money you have, depending on where it's held, will determine the taxability of it. So maybe if you don't have that magical 1.46 in a traditional 401k or an IRA, and you have $1 million in a Roth, remember, that's 100% tax-free. So you got to look at where the money's coming from, too. So
absolutely.
Just do the best you can. Work, you know, work hard, obviously. Save as you can save. Talk to me, and I'll give you some tips on maybe, you know, you can save a little bit more than you think. And we'll work together, and we'll help you get to where you need to be.
You know, usually when the stock market goes down, gold goes up and vice versa. But something different is happening here. Both gold prices and the market are reaching record highs, Steve. Here is analyst Dennis Gartman.
It surprises me the strength that we've had in the stock market, to be quite honest. I've been very bullish only of one thing, basically gold, for the long period of time. Gold is actually up much more than the Dow is up for the first half or first quarter of the year. And I'm much impressed by that fact. Very few people are paying attention to the fact that gold has moved as dramatically as it has.
So what does this mean to you? Is it time that we start taking some preventative actions with our retirement money? How much stake do we really put in this whole gold moving up and down thing?
I looked at gold over the, again, I've been in business for 38 years. And I mean, precious metals and all that stuff. I mean, I remember back in 08 when the market was crashing and burning, everybody was freaking out and moving money to gold, right? And stuff like that. Obviously, when the dollar gets weak, you know, gold gets stronger, which could explain why it's a little bit stronger now. I'm with Dennis, though. Like, I have no clue as to why the Dow is near all-time high. I can't figure it out. with everything going on in the economy, right? I'm like just sitting here shaking my head, but I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, I've got money in there. I got my kids, you know, college funds in there, and I hope it stays well and does okay, but it never will stay stagnant. It's always going to be moving. What you have to do is not overreact and not, I don't know, so many people like go to the shiny object, and I'm not just saying shiny because we're talking about gold. I mean, you know, you go to the hot object, like what's hot, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, oh, this is the trend, and I want to be part of it. I don't want to miss out, and I want to do what everyone else is doing. Well, let me tell you something. If only 5% of the people in this country are financially independent, that means that the majority of people aren't. So why would you want to do what the average person does? Ask yourself that. Why would you want to be part of that crowd? Okay? You need to stay focused on the long picture, okay, and not panic sell or panic buy. That's going to get you in big trouble, because if you're, think about it, if you're panic buying right now because everyone else is and you don't want to miss out, then what's going to happen when that goes the other way? Mm-hmm. You're going to freak out again. And we know instinctively that when it comes to, say, stocks, we should buy low and sell high.
I mean, that's exactly. That's
been around for 100 years. But do we? No. Emotions get in the way. We don't do that. Most people do the opposite of that, Jess. Okay. And that's why 401ks are such a great long-term tool, because it sort of takes the emotion out of it, because you're investing long-term. You're putting in a certain amount of money every month, and they refer to that as dollar cost averaging. So when the stock market's high, you buy a little less. And when the stock market's down, you're buying more. But over time, you know, you're doing pretty good. And so I would caution against what's going on. I mean, let's just focus on where we are with interest rates, because, I mean, CDs have become a good deal all of a sudden. And I'm not talking about the plastic things you stick in your car. I'm talking about the things at the bank that people forgot about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying 5.25%, 5.5% for 8 months, 7 months. I mean, that's a heck of a return for a safe guaranteed investment. Same with annuities, like 2-, 3-, 4-year annuities are also paying that, and they're tax sheltered. So you're getting two benefits from that. You're getting a good return, and you're getting no financial risk. And in the case of the annuity, you're getting a tax shelter. So that's what you got to focus on. If you've got, I don't know, if you got some play money, if you got some extra money, sure, you know, go ahead and, you know, buy your Bitcoin or buy your gold, but don't look at that as your basis for long-term success, because that's what gets people in trouble. The tried and true methods I found over the last 30 years will come out ahead, you know, 99% of the time, right? And that's just stay true, you know, stay with the long run, you know, over time. As you get closer to retirement, obviously, you really need to start thinking in your mind to shift from all growth to income. You got to start thinking, how am I going to replace my paycheck? That's the ultimate bottom line.
Absolutely.
That's a definition of retirement, right? I mean, when you can replace your paycheck, you can officially retire. And if you can't replace your paycheck, you're not ready. that's it in a nutshell when it comes down to it. And you can look at all these formulas you want and all these hypotheticals you want. And if you want to get yourself in trouble, have all your money in a hypothetical return account. That's a great way to get yourself potentially in big trouble down the road. But if you want to replace your paycheck, which is exactly what Social Security and a pension is designed to do, then you're focusing on the right thing, right? And again, it's not a science. I mean, if you're making, I'll just use a number, 100 grand, and let's just say you need 80,000 of it. You think that your budget is going to be 80. And by the way, I mean, budgeting for retirement is kind of like having kids, you know? You can think about it all you want and write down all the notes you want, but until you actually get there and do it, you really aren't 100% sure. But a budget at least gets you on the right track. And you need something to understand. And what I always say to people is, look at your basics, your housing costs, your food, utilities, all that stuff. And let's get a good handle on where you think that's going to be. And then add a little bit for inflation, if you will. And there's the bottom line number that you will need. So can you replace that as a check guaranteed for your life and or your spouse's?
That is the bottom line. And here's the deal, because the number one fear is running out of money. So the next question is, okay, well, what do I do to not run out of money? Well, we're telling you, it's replacing that paycheck. And then it's also managing that ability to replace that paycheck and not spend yourself out of retirement, if that makes sense. So making sure that, you know, you're not just overspending because every day is Saturday. It's real easy to start swiping that credit card or debit card when you have nothing to do. It's real easy to do that. So you have to have a budget. You have to have a plan in place. You know, having this, you know, pile of money replacing the paycheck is one thing, but you have to have a plan in place as well. And I know a lot of folks are saying, okay, replace the paycheck. Sounds good. How do I do that? Oh, and by the way, what about something like inflation? How do we account for that in retirement?
Look, inflation a couple of years ago was a hard sell. I mean, I get up in front of an audience, right? You know, that I do my workshops and seminars and I talk about inflation and they'll be looking at me like I have three heads. I'll be like, trust me, you know, inflation's around. You just don't, you see it. You know, now we see it. We got hammered with it the last year or so. And so unfortunately, it doesn't roll as, you know, roughly 3.5% every year. That's the average, right? Mm-hmm. It just hits you 0.0015, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to, I mean, but you got to account for it. I mean, it's here. It's always been here. It was here in the late 70s and we knew about that. And then it went away for a little bit. And then all of a sudden the last year or so, it's right in our face. You got to do the best you can to deal with it. I mean, obviously, Social Security does have a cost of living to it, which was, you know, for the last, you know, before last year, it was basically 0.100, 0.2. And then everyone got an 8-point-something% hike, right, last year. Mm-hmm. And they're like, woohoo. But that's what happens. So you got to plan for, you know, as best as you can for things. But really the key is when you're transitioning from working to retirement, you have to also transition your mind to understand that that pile of money you've saved is just that. It's not a paycheck yet. It's just a pile of money that could be worth more or less the next day, you know, if you're leaving it in the IRA or a 401k. So what you got to do is start asking yourself, how much of this money do I want to provide a check for life, for myself and my spouse. And the good news is that right now is one of the best times that I've seen in the last 20 years to transition some of this money to a guaranteed paycheck. It's unbelievable, Jess. All right. I've had more calls this year about annuities in a positive way, finally. Mm-hmm. Than in a, you know, negative, oh, I heard they're bad and I heard this and I heard that. Now it's like, where can I get one of those, Steve? I heard these are great.
Right.
You know, like Fidelity is advertising all over the TV and radio about retirement income planning. And I'm like, guys, this has been here for over 100 years. Where have you been? I mean, you talk about people, you know, looking at shiny objects. I mean, these huge companies, they get it. right? They know how people think emotionally, and they're jumping all over it. Like, look at us, look at us. You know, we're the ones you should talk to. Meanwhile, I've been here for over 35 years preaching this, okay, without, you know, grabbing at shiny objects, right? I've been steadily helping people create income for the last 35 plus years, okay? It's not new to me. This is what I do for a living, and I can help you tremendously understand how these products can help you with your retirement income planning, because that's the key word when you retire. It's all about the income, but really, this is as critical as it's going to get, all right? This is, you got a lot going on with, you got an election this year, and by the way, it's not your average election, okay, folks? In case you haven't figured that out yet, this is a major election with two people who are on polar opposite sides of the spectrum. Okay, so this is not your, you know, oh yeah, here's another election. This is something that could really tip everything. We got a war going on over there in Israel and Iran. They're just bombing the heck out of each other. You've got Russia sitting in there and China. I mean, we've got a lot of world tension right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got a lot of tension in our economy as well. There's a lot going on. I've never seen people more concerned about things than I have in the last year or so. It's unbelievable. And with a good reason, okay, especially if you're near retirement.
Get more details on the website, fairwayfinancial.net. That's fairwayfinancial.net.
Steve Anzoni is a licensed insurance provider by the Division of Insurance and is not registered as an investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Steve Anzoni, Massachusetts Insurance License 3851053. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Steve Anzoni is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Steve Anzoni is licensed in your state, please call 508-398-3337.